Toledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage now on WRMJ. This is Jim Taylor, and with us is a class of 1989, Rich Maynard. He was the quarterback on that fall of 1988 football team that played in the school's first ever state championship game. The Dragons, unfortunately, finished state runner-up that year. But we say, Rich Maynard, first up, congratulations. I guess, what does this honor mean to you?
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a real nice honor. I'm very thankful to have even been considered and nominated for the honor, and to think that I'm going into the Hall of Fame the same night as Bill Breeden is really a little bit, it's very special, actually. So I'm very thankful for the honor.
Yeah, and the first husband-wife combination that's in here, your wife nominated and inducted a couple of years ago, so that's neat as well. Both of you guys are in.
That's right. That's right. She was a much better athlete than I was, but so she went in a couple of years before me, but both thankful to have been honored in that way, so it's very special.
Well, and I think one of the things that really stands out, I mean, back in 1988, it was officially the second playoff appearance for the school, the first coming back in 1975, but, you know, the record-setting magnitude of that year, the first ever playoff win, and then you advance all the way to the state championship game, and that was pretty much a new experience for the town, for the school district, for the kids who played. Just talk a little bit about kind of the newness of, I don't know, maybe not knowing what you got yourself into back then.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the culture back then was at Alito High School just was so much different than it is today. It's been real exciting to see here the last several years how the rich tradition of Alito sports, and in particular Alito High School football, has really unfolded over the last, you know, 18 to 20 years or however long it's been. But in those days, the culture was much different. I think we had a lot of, you know, mediocre teams every year, and it seems though the culture was just show up and kind of go through the motions, and I don't think the people, that might not be fair to say, but we just didn't seem to work as hard back then as they do nowadays. And I think the thing that really changed that and really showed us the vision for what Alito football could become and Alito athletics could become was when Brian Applegate came to Alito. He came to us from Tampico. I believe he had coached in Tampico for a couple years at that time, and in his last season there had taken them 6-3, and they went to the Class 1A playoffs and had a great year. He came to Alito and really started talking about getting to the playoffs and inspiring us and starting a tradition in Alito. And we, as that was my junior year, and we bought off onto his vision and started working hard for that, and you know, put together a couple of decent years. One game that really stands out for me is before the 88 season, back in 87, we had, again, it was Brian Applegate's first year, and he had been talking to us all year long about making it to the playoffs, and that was our ultimate team goal that year. And I remember after the eighth game of the season, I think we had lost to Macomb, maybe. So we were 4-4, and at that time we realized that we were not going to make the playoffs. And we knew we had to get to 6-3. That had been the goal all year. And, of course, we lose the last game eight. So we're 4-4. And I think a lot of us at that point had started to check out and maybe think about basketball, think about wrestling, and sort of look past that last game of the season. And Brian Applegate had a way of kind of getting in our faces and talking to us, giving us great pep talks at you know, the week before the games and leading up into the last game, and particularly immediately before the game, before we took the field. And on that particular night, we were playing Orion. And again, we were all pretty uninspired, and I think it started to check out because that was basically the culture back in those days. And he gave us this awesome pep talk and really challenged us to get out there. And I remember him saying very vividly, I remember him saying repeatedly, gentlemen, it starts tonight. The winning tradition at Alito High School football starts tonight. Get out there and you know, give it your best shot, and we've got to win this game, and we'll go 5-4. And have a winning season, and that's when, you know, the tradition at Alito football, you know, starts. And so, sure enough, we went out, we beat Orion, we went 5-4 for the season, and came back the next year, and then we had our record season and had a great time. So I really attribute a lot of the success of the Alito football program to Brian Applegate, at least the success that, you know, we've experienced here in the last several years. I think he was the one that really kind of laid out the vision for that, and deserves some of the credit for what's happened.
Well, then Rich Maynard again played quarterback on that 1988 football team that finished state runner-up. And then you fast forward, Rich, kind of to the actual 1988 season. Where do you think you knew that, hey, this is the special year? You mentioned the carryover from that final game in 1987, but where did you think, you know, where, hey, we are true believers now and we're a force to be reckoned with? Was there a certain game during the regular season that kind of stood out?
I would say there were a couple games during that regular season that stood out. The first game would be we were 3-0 heading to, actually, I think we hosted Rock Ridge that year. So it was the fourth game of the season. We hosted Rock Ridge, and in 1987, they blew us out. They had their state runner-up season in 87. They had a lot of great athletes. And my junior year, eighth class of 87, they actually blew us out 63-0.
Oh.
So it was a humiliating loss and something that was really fresh on our minds. Well, the fourth game of the season in 88, we hosted Rock Ridge. I think we beat them 10-0. And at that point in time, we started thinking that maybe we've got something here and it's, you know, something special. And so we, you know, put our nose to the ground. We kept working hard. Sixth game of the season, we would host Monmouth for homecoming. And again, in those days, Alita was just kind of a team that other teams in the Olympic Conference really overlooked, I think, on their schedule. And we put together another good game, and we eked out a close win over Monmouth at that time. And that was the first time we had beaten Monmouth in years in football. And, of course, at that time we went 6-0 after that win, and we were really starting to think that we might have a shot at an undefeated season and continue to work hard and ended up, you know, being able to finish out the season undefeated. So I would say those two games really kind of stand out as the games that we recognized that we had something special going there.
And then
some good chemistry on the team.
And you just look at the postseason then. I know there were some thrilling games in the postseason from the first round on. I know Bushnell Prairie City was a 13-10 win. You beat Provincetown, I think, in a close ball game, 18-13. The only really laugh, you would say, was the 33-0 win over Morrison. But then semifinals, 14-13 over Genoa Kingston. Then you lose a hard-fought effort to Carlisle in the state title game, 21-13. But there were some thrilling games in the postseason run that year, too.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't blow too many teams out. I don't know why. Looking back, I think, you know, the teams, I don't know that we really had the confidence in ourselves like the teams today have. And I think that's just a part of the tradition that has, you know, that has been brought up here at Alito High School football. Because in those days, I think we still had to kind of convince ourselves that we deserved to be there in those games and convince ourselves that we had what it took to win. And so it seems like for a lot of those games, like you mentioned, they were very close games, and we ended up just kind of pulling them out, late in the fourth quarter, or they were at least hard-fought battles, you know, the whole way. The Morrison game, I remember it was about, we had really bad weather. It was a cold day. It was wet and rainy, and a lot of turnovers, and for some reason, you know, we were able to pull out a big win that day, which made it much less stressful on all of us, and I think on all the fans, too.
All right, well, we say congratulations again to Rich Maynard, class of 1989, again played the quarterback on that 1988 state runner-up football team. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, we'll have more Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ after